Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. I sound like a broken record in recounting the week's Upper Gunflint weather. Trail residents went through a third consecutive weekend meltdown. This past episode took on more serious connotations in terms of winter, packing up and calling it a season. With a forecast of unseasonable warmth in the offing this week and beyond, it would seem Old Man Winter has played his last hand. Sadly, if such is the case, this has to be one of the shortest winters in memory. When borderland normal usually ranges from November into May, a good half-calendar year, we barely experienced 3 months in 15-16. Whether this is a cyclical phenomenon or another outgrowth of self-serving mankind abusing the environment, guess we might as well accept this is probably the new norm. A brief reflection of what our season of cold and snow has been finds snow accumulation at Wildersmith to date measures 66 inches. Most of this has fallen in minimal doses of 2, 3, or 4 inches. No meaningful droppings, at least in this neighborhood. Meanwhile, we did not experience the traditional multi-day siege of sub-zero in January. In fact, we had only a handful of morning low temps in the minus 25 to 30 realms. This followed a bumbling December with minimal frosty personality, and February having little bitter clout as well. To further illustrate the meek Northwoods air, the National Weather Service sensation of wind chill has been almost non-existent. Bluntly speaking, my favorite season has been simply wimpy. Here we are heading into the second week of March, warm, slushy, and slimy slick underfoot. Trailside snowbanks are showing the look of icky urban crud, and mud season seems just a few more warm days off, and early to say the least. Adding to our winter catastrophe, rain showers, hail, thunder, and lightning pelted various places up the trail early this week. It would seem the Ojibwe full crust on the snow moon will be inappropriate this time around. The way things are going, there may be no snow left as we reach the vernal equinox and the full lunar rising about the same time. On another note, this coming Sunday, 2 a.m., marks another instance of our society tinkering with the natural world as we nonsensically spring ahead on our timepieces. To yours truly, time passes by fast enough, surely lessening the need to jump our clocks ahead every year at this time. Furthermore, the fallback come November is little noticed and always seems a lost cause in the total scheme of late autumn happenings. Getting down off my soapbox now, I'm happy to announce the annual Trout Fishing Derby made it just under the wire as winter staggered under a beaming saw last Sunday. Somewhere over 70 ice anglers registered for the competition on sloppy Gunflint Lake ice. A big crowd of onlookers gathered to enjoy a day in the sun as they stood on the ice in ankle-deep slush and water. Miraculously, there were no issues with the uncommonly thin, frozen surface. Guess it was safe enough, though, as any number of pickup trucks ventured onto the gooey mess and at day's end spun their way back to the mainland. The purpose of the day was trout-catching fun, but only a few were pulled through the hard-water holes. The fish, once again, had the last laugh, as only 5 were posted by quitting time. In the end, 2 Grand Marais gals were at the top of the leaderboard. The $500 first prize for the largest catch of the day went to Lynn Christensen, with Brittany Trovall coming in second. Congratulations and thanks go out to the organizing Cook County Ridge Riders on braving the difficult lake conditions for another swell event. At broadcast time, the dog days of winter are still on the docket for Sunday in spite of the big warm-up. The dog sled derbies and ski-joring will be held on Poplar Lake at Trail Center Lodge. To keep track of any possible scheduling changes due to the reeling winter conditions, check visitcookcounty.com. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, savoring the thought of real yesteryear winters and looking for first buds of the next generation.